Reading.
In Search of the Amber Room. Frederick William I, the King of Prussia, could never have imagined that his greatest gift to the Russian people would have such an amazing history. This gift was the Amber Room, which was given this name because several tons of amber were used to make it. The amber which was selected had a beautiful yellow-brown color, like honey. The design of the room was in the fancy style popular in those days. It was also a treasure decorated with gold and jewels, which took the country's best artists about 10 years to make. In fact, the room was not made to be a gift. It was designed for the palace of Frederick I. However, the next king of Prussia, Frederick William I, to whom the Amber Room belonged, decided not to keep it. In 1716, he gave it to Peter the Great. In return, the Tsar sent him a troop of his best soldiers. So the Amber Room became part of the Tsar's winter palace in St. Petersburg. About 4 meters long, the room served as a small reception hall for important visitors. Later, Catherine II had the Amber Room moved to a palace outside St. Petersburg, where she spent her summers. She told her artists to add more details to it. In 1770, the room was completed the way she wanted. Almost 600 candles lit the room, and its mirrors and pictures shone like gold. Sadly, although the Amber Room was considered one of the wonders of the world, it is now missing. In September 1941, the Nazi army was near St. Petersburg. This was a time when the two countries were at war. Before the Nazis could get to the summer palace, the Russians were able to remove some furniture and small art objects from the Amber Room. However, some of the Nazis secretly stole the room itself. In less than 2 days, 100,000 pieces were put inside 27 wooden boxes. There is no doubt that the boxes were then put on a train for Königsberg, which was at that time a German city on the Baltic Sea. After that, what happened to the Amber Room remains a mystery. Recently, the Russians and Germans have built a new Amber Room at the Summer Palace. By studying old photos of the former Amber Room, they have made the new one look like the old one. In 2003, it was ready for the people of St. Petersburg when they celebrated the 300th birthday of their city.